Let's pray. Dear Lord, we're here this morning, and Father, we love you. We thank you for everything you do. And Lord, as we're here before you this morning, we just ask that you would minister to us. Lord, we want to praise you, worship you, and we want to hear from you. Father, speak to us through your word. Let it be something that we can use in the days to come and in the years to come. Father, we're eager to hear from you. We can't make it on our own. So send your Holy Spirit right now and just touch each one of us and just give us a new feeling that we can draw off of as we go through the week. Help us establish our relationship with you and just draw us closer to you. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to talk about something that we've talked about before. And to do that, I want to start by reading out of Mark 4, verses 35 through 41. And Jesus had been ministering to the crowds and stuff, and they were right next to a lake. Just to give you a background on it. It says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Have you ever felt that way? Like things are just crashing around you? Everything's just coming to pieces? And you really don't know which way to turn, and you're wishing things got better, and you're just ready to throw up your hands and just say, "Man, I just can't take this anymore." Well, in their case, you know, why did Jesus ask them, you know, "Where's your faith?" Well, they had been with him and watched him do miracles and this stuff, you know, all kinds of miracles and stuff, and they knew who he was. But still, when the storm came crashing down, they had trouble trusting him. And I think that's where we are a lot of times. You know, we know who Jesus is. We've asked him in our heart as our Lord and Savior. But when things start getting all topsy-turvy and things start going rough around us, we have a really hard time trusting him. And I want to read a couple scriptures to just kind of show us where we ought to be going. Now, faith and trust are real closely related. Now, without faith, you can't build your trust. Because it's got to start that you believe who he is. That's the faith you're putting in him. But you still got to trust that the things that he says will truly come true and that they truly will apply to you. So, you know, where are you at in your faith? Is it strong enough to let Jesus totally take care of things? I know over the years, you know, I've gotten a little better. Or I should say, I've gotten a lot better in putting my trust in Jesus. But it's real easy to say that. When things are going good, man, everybody trusts in Jesus when things are going good. But when the car breaks down and you get fired from the job and the money runs out and the kids need braces, and I mean, we can just go on and on with the list. All of a sudden, where are you at then in your trust? I mean, your faith doesn't go away. You still believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but are you truly trusting him? Well, let me read a scripture. It's out of Proverbs. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So if you kind of dissect that a little bit, you know, it, just you know, lean not on your own understanding. It doesn't always make sense. The things that go on in our life that don't always make sense. And sometimes circumstances develop just because we do something that we shouldn't have done. I mean, that happens. Sometimes circumstances develop because God initiated them. But we don't always understand why we have to go through things. That's the first thing we have to remember. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't trust in what God's bringing our way. The next part, you know, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him. In other words, everything you do needs to be through God. I mean, you can't make it on your own. It just doesn't work. And he says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. If you just try to come out here and live your own, do your own thing and just do whatever you want, and then when things are rough, all of a sudden you go, oh, Lord, I need help. Well, it's just like your kids. You know, take your kids. If they're rebellious and never listen to you and just come and go and do whatever they want, it's really hard for you to want to help them. I'm not saying you're not going to help them, but you're going to help them limited. It's going to be limited help. Well, if they do everything you want them to do and they're really trying, you're going to help them a lot more. Well, it's the same thing with God. God wants to bless us. He wants things to go good for us. But if we don't acknowledge him in everything we do, we kind of tie his hands. And if we're totally rebellious to where we don't listen to him at all, well, why should he help us? That's a good question. Well, he still gets us out of messes because he's a loving God and he loves us. But do you ever wonder if we wouldn't have been rebellious, how much better the blessing would have been? It could have been just totally awesome, and we may have missed out. Well, let's go on. You know, there's another scripture I want to read. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. So we're just saying, okay, or the scripture saying, I should say, you know, as we trust in him, God's going to fill us with joy and peace. I made the verse go backwards, but it still applies the same way. And then it goes on, it says, so that you may overflow with hope. And here's the punchline. By the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the one thing that is totally awesome about our God. He doesn't expect us to do any of this on our own. It's always by his power. He always offers to help. So if we're wanting to trust him and we're needing to get better at it, we can ask for help and we will get help. He will strengthen our faith and strengthen our trust. I mean, it says it right there. You know, by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by the power of Heinz or whoever, you know, may be the person that's struggling at the time. So, trust promotes peace. It promotes joy. And we don't have to try to conjure it up on ourselves, you know, all by ourselves. So, how do we trust God? I mean, it's still a lot easier said than done. Well, you trust him in little things. You got to start with little things. You talk to God. You work with him. You ask him to do things for us. And then as you look back, you know I can look back. I didn't necessarily see it going into something or going through something. But when I look back at situations over the last, you know, umpteen years since I've been saved, there's a lot of places where I know I didn't fix it, where God fixed it. That's where I draw my trust from. Well, he helped me here. He was true to his promise. So there's a check mark. He helped me here. He helped me here. And it starts building up. And the more you see that, the more you can, you know, the more you can strengthen your trust in him, because it's a decision you got to make. You have to make a decision to trust him. You can't. Every time something happens, it's just terrible. I don't know what to do. You have to say, you know, I've seen God do this, 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 and this in my life. Because of that, I know he's going to help me through this too, and I'm going to trust him. That's a decision that we have to make. That's not going to come by itself. But then once we make that and start standing on that principle, you would be amazed how much more you see God helping you. It's not that he's really helping you more. You just see it more because then you're conscious of it and you're looking for it. And what it'll promote as you do that, this next verse right here is what it'll promote. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? That's out of Psalms 56, verse 4. And then in the same psalm, there's another one. It says, almost identical, in God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? That verse right there, I like to remember that one constantly. When you go into a situation, you're not sure how to, you know, what's going to happen, and what can man do to me? Man, I got God on my side. If I got God on my side, I'm not going to lose, no matter what the outcome is. If I'm trusting in him and asking him for help, I am guaranteed that he will help me. So what am I worried about? What's the end result? Well, here's the end result. And as always, you know, I like reading scripture because that tells it a lot better than I do. But what is the end result when you do all that? You start building your trust. You start keeping an eye on, you know, all the things in your life. I mean, there's people that even keep journals where they write down, you know, things that happened, you know, where they know, where they feel God worked in their life. Just because it's a boost. You know, it makes you feel good. No different than being out here on the track. You know, if you accomplish something, if you think of the accomplishment, you can do better. If you don't, if you just think about the negative, you will do negative. It's just the way that we're built. But let me read this last verse. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. That's a promise. And if we hang on to that, our life, I guarantee you, here will be a lot better. You know, it's really cool, and it's great that, you know, we ask Jesus into our heart. He becomes our Lord and Savior. We know that when we die, we're guaranteed to go to heaven. It's not maybe we will go to heaven. It's a guarantee, and that's great. But, well, let's see, I'm in my 50s. So I got a few more years to go. A lot of you are a lot younger and got a long ways to go. I think we want it better here. We don't just want it better when we go to heaven. I mean, I want my life to be peaceful. I want to have joy. I want to live a good life. And I can't do that without trusting Jesus Christ. So if we want this verse to apply to us, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. We want to definitely build our trust in God. And hopefully, you know, some of the scriptures that I read, you're going to hang on to them. But it's like anything, you know, no matter what you do in life, you have to put an effort out. Nothing happens just all by itself. And the same thing with our trust. We have to work on it. We have to make a decision. And then we have to, like I said, build our trust. And for all that to apply to us, you know, there's a lot of us here that are Christians that don't have near the trust that we ought to have by now. You know, some of us have been saved for years, and you know, we ought to be a lot further up the ladder. But, hey, some of us move slow, some of us move fast. It's just the way it is. There's nothing. God's not condemning any of us. So some of us are there, but then there's some that don't even know Jesus as their Lord and Savior yet. And without that, all the trust in God you want to have doesn't do any good because you're not really his child. You're not his child till you receive him. So if you're here this morning and you don't know him, if you feel him knocking on your heart, if you hear a voice right now, something in your mind saying, you know, I need to make a change in life. I'm tired of living the way I've been living. I want to live better. I want somebody on my side to help me, then we need to pray together. And I'm going to be here all day long. And I'll be more than happy to pray with you or even just explain to you what it means if it doesn't really make sense yet. Because if it doesn't fully make sense, it's kind of hard to receive Jesus as your Savior if you don't totally understand it. But I'll be glad to explain it. So if you don't know him yet, come on down here after we get done, and we'll take care of it. Because you will never be the same. It's a decision that will change your life, and you will never be the same. But for the rest of us that are saved and struggle in this, let's rededicate ourselves. And with that, I'd like to close, so let's pray. Dear Lord God, we thank you so much for your word. It's so easy to stand up here and tell people to trust you. But when we point at people, there's always three fingers pointing right back at you. It applies to me just as much as it does to everybody here, that we need to trust you more. So, Father, right now I ask that you would just take your Holy Spirit and pour it out on each one of us and just give us the desire to want to trust you more. Like I said, you know, during the message, we have to make a decision. And if we don't, if we're not strong enough to make it, have your Holy Spirit just rattle us to where we will make that decision, because things will definitely go better. And then, Father, for those that may not know Jesus yet as their Savior, I ask that you give them the courage to research it and talk to me or talk to somebody that they trust that can lead them in a prayer that, who knows, when they go home, you know, we never know how many more days we have on this earth. So, Father, I just ask that you would just touch their heart. We just thank you so much, Lord. Father, we thank you for your message this morning. And as we get ready to go out on the track, I just ask that you would watch over us, keep us safe. It's a beautiful, wonderful morning, better than we've had in a long time. Yesterday was awesome. We just thank you for that. And, Father, just as always, I want to say, let's do it for your glory, Lord, and not for ours. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming.